Blog Talk Radio.
Urban Glory Radio. Simply Glory. Welcome, Urban Glory Radio listeners, to the month of music celebration with Urban Glory Radio. You all are awesome. You've been listening, you've been downloading, you've been streaming live, you have been listening even by phone on this broadcast this month. We are elated, we are delighted that you're listening. Continue to listen this month, and today we have some great artists that are going to be featured, one being interviewed today that will knock your socks off with the plans that they have in mind, and their music will really, really, really bless you today. So keep listening, text, tweet that you're listening to Urban Glory Radio, hashtag UG Radio. That's U, G as in glory, R as in radio, A-D-I-O. Hashtag that right now. Tweet, text your family, friends, church members, colleagues, everybody that Urban Glory Radio is on right now, and they can listen by 347-237-5424 by phone, or listen at blogtalkradio.com/Urban Glory Radio. Keep listening. Thank you again. Stay tuned.
Psalm 100, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Well, hello there, Urban Glory Radio listeners. This is Selena, one of the executives here at Urban Glory Campaigns. As you know, this month is Urban Glory Radio's Music Celebration Month, and we have on the air tonight a very, very amazing artist, Miss Nicoise Harris, who you'll be hearing from momentarily, and we will hear also some music from her on the broadcast tonight. Hi, Nicoise.
Hello there.
Well, our listeners have heard you before. Your beautiful song, at least 2-3 times before. We're going to hear some more of your music tonight. But who is Nicoise Harris?
Nicoise Harris is a small package of a redhead, mother of four, artist who is very, very zealous about blending urban CCM rock pop sounds for the whole world to hear and to provide not just believers but the world with Christ-centered, Christ-focused music that would permeate the full day, not just on Sunday, but all day music. So okay. That's the little redhead that you know, Nicoise.
That is awesome. I love how you're providing it for the entire day. I love the way you put that. I almost want to ask you, can I use it?
Of course you can.
How long have you been singing, period, and how long as a recording artist?
As far as I can remember, I believe I started around the age of 8, and, you know, it was your average, you know, choir within your church. I was in the Bells of Joy. And I can remember specifically those green and blue robes. But I started around the age of 8, and I began to cultivate, allow God to cultivate the gift a little bit more when I attended Agape Embassy Ministries around 16 years ago, and it was when I got married and I left my home church kicking and screaming. And he began to cultivate me as a worship leader around 16 years ago. And professionally, I've been singing for about 10 years now.
That's awesome. That's good. When I interview artists, I usually try to tie in to this particular question. When did you know it was time, or what kind of caused you to go that direction, going from just music ministry to the industry?
I began to get a little bit more intricate with what was playing on the radio, and I was kind of dissatisfied because the genre that I like to listen to, it just didn't have everything that I wanted. But that didn't, I didn't pursue it then. I just, you know, continued to cultivate my gift. And my husband kind of pulled my coattail and, you know, pretty much said, well, if you're not satisfied, you need to, you know, seek the Lord to see what it is that he wants you to do pertaining to the industry. So I would say about 10 years ago, you know, 12 years, well, about 12 years is when he started to work on me, but 10 years ago was when I kind of got the confirmation, but I still didn't move. And about 7 years ago was when I really, really began to pursue, after my first project, I began to pursue ministry full-time with respect to songwriting and singing and just establishing a brand for Melodious.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Listeners, another artist that you're going to hear in this particular broadcast by the name of Kelly McGlynn has a similar sound. McCoyce and Kelly have a fusion of rock, pop, those edgier sounds. But it's, I love the way that you two, and I don't know if you know Kelly McCoyce, but I love the way that you two blend those sounds in a way that has not been heard. And there's a new sound that needs to come to the Christian and gospel music industry, because we've heard the same people over and over and over again, and the same people getting awards over and over. You know, it just gets it gets redundant. So new, fresh sound that you guys bring is awesome. What are your goals? And you kind of went into it a little bit. What are your goals in the next 5 to 10 years as a music industry professional?
The goal is to continue to enable the Lord to cultivate me, not just as a singer and a songwriter, but to establish a brand by which I can hand off as a heritage to my children and my children's children. So I'm really, really seeking his face to find out what it is that he wants me to do, because I know that the end all is not singing and songwriting. Honestly, to tell you, within 5 years, my goal is to have a successful T-Blend, to have a successful conference brand, workshop brand, by where I can fuse out and branch out and begin to teach and continue to sing and write songs. But I do want to, you know, branch out there and begin to write for those that are currently on the scene, as well as introduce the world to new people. So that's what I would love to do within 5 years.
I love how clear and focused your vision is, and that you have not limited yourself to one vein. A lot of artists, I get, well, concern, your first lady actually the other day talked about concern being the same as worry. So I won't say that, but I, a lot of artists just, they limit themselves to just singing. They don't expand. A lot of them don't even understand music theory, don't even understand the world of music, but are entering the business side and limit themselves and then get frustrated because they cannot milk enough money from it. And when you're versatile, which I personally don't just sing, but I teach voice and do different type of instructions on worship leading. You know, you got to allow God to expand you. Don't limit him to just one area. So I'm glad that you have that in mind as well. Well, how can our listeners contact you to invite you to a conference, service, and things of that nature, and purchase your music?
Awesome question. You can reach me at www.nicoismusic.com. And from there, it'll branch you off to my Twitter, my Facebook, anything that has to do with social media. You can reach me from the website. You can also put in a comment, and you would reach my staff to be able to book me for a conference or minister. I think that's about it. The website will be where you can reach me. Because, you know, my husband always says, you know, give them everything. But my thing is, everything is on the website. So if they go to the website, they'll be able to reach me.
Awesome listeners. You can get her contact information and more information about McCoyce on our social media and websites as well. Thank you, McCoyce, for doing this and participating. We really appreciate you, and love your sound and love your heart.
My pleasure. It's an honor to be able to be interviewed by the awesome Selena.
Oh, wow. Look at Thank you, dear. Well, how do you recover from that? I was not expecting that. So listeners, you will hear the wonderful Nicoise Harris in just a few moments, a song by her, beautiful song. All right, so stay tuned, and here is the sounds of Nicoise.
Clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. praise the Lord.
Purchase her CD finally online at www.kellymcglynn.com. That's www.kellymcglynn.com. You can book Kelly at 980-318-9770. As we celebrate music, we must also acknowledge music education. Music is defined as sounds that produce effect. Sounds usually produced by instruments or voices that are arranged or played in order to create an effect. The art of arranging sounds, the art of arranging or making sounds, usually those of musical instruments or voices, so as to create an effect. Music theory is the science behind music. It is the study of how music is written and played. Music theory distills and analyzes the fundamental parameters or elements of music, rhythm, harmony, harmonic function, melody, structure, form, and texture. Music has many different fundamentals. These include, but are not limited to, pitch, beat or pulse, rhythm, melody, harmony, texture, allocation of voices, timbre or color, expressive qualities, dynamics, and articulation, and form or structure. In addition to these fundamentals, other important concepts are employed in music both in Western and non-Western cultures, including scales and or modes, and consonants versus dissonance. Pitch is a subjective sensation, reflecting generally the lowness, lower frequency sound wave, or highness, higher frequency sound wave of a sound. Most people appear to possess relative pitch, which means they perceive each note relative to some reference pitch or some interval from the previous pitch. Significantly fewer people demonstrate absolute pitch or perfect pitch, the ability to identify certain pitches without comparison to another. Human perception of pitch can be comprehensively fooled to create auditory illusions. Despite these perceptual oddities, perceived pitch is nearly always closely connected with the fundamental frequency of a note, with a lesser connection to sound pressure level, harmonic content, complexity of the sound, and to the immediately preceding history of notes heard. In general, the higher frequency of vibration, the higher the perceived pitch is, and the lower the frequency, the lower the pitch. However, even for tones of equal intensity, perceived pitch and measured frequency do not stand in a simple linear relationship. In Western music, there have long been several competing pitch standards defining tuning systems, most made in a particular key sonorous, with increasingly remote ones more and more problematic. The underlying problem is related to the physics of vibration. In addition, fixing notes to standard frequencies required for instrument makers has varied as well. Concert A was set at 435 Hz by France in 1859, while in England, Concert A varied between 439 and 452 Hz. A frequency of 440 Hz was recommended as the standard in 1939, and in 1955, the International Organization of Standardization affirmed the choice. A440 is now widely, though not exclusively, used as the A above middle C. The difference in frequency between two pitches is called an interval. The most basic interval is the unison, which is simply two of the same pitch, followed by the slightly more complex octave, which indicates either a doubling or halving of the fundamental frequency. Scales and modes. Notes can be arranged into different scales and modes. Western music theory generally divides the octave into a series of 12 notes that might be included in a piece of music. The series of 12 notes is called a chromatic scale. In the chromatic scale, the interval between adjacent notes is called a half step or semitone. Patterns of half and whole steps, two half steps or a tone can make up a scale in that octave. The scales most commonly encountered are the seven-toned major and the harmonic minor, the melodic minor, and the natural minor. Other examples of scales are the octatonic scale, the pentatonic scale, or five-tone scale, which is common in, but not limited to, folk music, blues, jazz, and gospel. There are scales that do not follow the chromatic 12-note pattern, for example, in classical, Ottoman, Persian, Indian, and Arabic music. Arabic and Persian classical traditions often make use of quarter tones, half the size of a semitone, as the name suggests. In music, written using the system of major-minor tonality, the key of a piece determines the scale used. One way of showing how various keys relate to one another may be seen in the circle of fifths. Transposing a piece from C major to D major will make all the notes two semitones or one full step higher. Even in modern equal temperament, changing the key can change the feel of a piece of music. Even in modern equal temperament, changing the key can change the feel of a piece of music because it changes the relationship of the composition's pitches to the pitch range of the instruments that play the piece. This often affects the music's timbre, as well as having technical implications for the performers. However, performing a piece in one key rather than another may go unrecognized by the casual listener, since changing the key does not change the relationship of the individual pitches to each other. Consonants and dissonance. Consonants can be roughly defined as harmonies whose tones complement and increase each other's resonance and dissonance as those that create more complex acoustical interactions called beats. A simplistic example is that of pleasant sounds versus unpleasant ones, another manner of thinking about the relationship regards stability. Dissonant harmonies are sometimes considered to be unstable and to want to move or resolve toward consonants. However, this is not to say that dissonance is undesirable. Melody is often organized as to interact with changing harmonies, sometimes called a chord progression, that accompany a piece, setting up consonants and dissonance. The art of melody writing depends heavily upon the choices of tones for the composer's non-harmonic or harmonic character. Let's talk about rhythm. Rhythm is the arrangement of sounds and silences in time. Meter animates time in regular pulse groupings called measures or bars. The time signature or meter signature specifies how many beats are in a measure and which value of written note is counted and felt as a single beat. Through increased stress and attack and subtle variations in duration, particular tones may be accented. There are conventions in most musical traditions for a regular and hierarchical accentuation of beats to reinforce the meter. Syncopated rhythms are rhythms that accent unexpected parts of the beat. Playing simultaneous rhythms in more than one time signature is called polymeter. Think power, effectiveness, community, unity. From thought to reality, it's here. UGMA. We are launching a new music association, Urban Glory Music Association. Subscribe to the list May 15th and receive weekly updates on this amazing launch. UGMA, uniting leaders in music industry and ministry with information, inspiration, and innovation.
Urban Glory Radio. Simply glorious.